During the nearly 12 years of the experiment to create a migrating flock of whooping cranes in the eastern U.S., most of the young cranes have made their first trip south behind ultralight aircraft, and they've gone all the way to Florida. But the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership says as more of the cranes get older, they've been content to just fly to the mid-south. Wisconsin DNR conservation biologist David Lopez says that's unlike the flock of whoopers in the West that go all the way from Canada to Texas.
It's a kind of an anomaly. Unlike the Aransas wood buffalo population of birds, these birds have seemed to adapt to just going, a lot of them just go as far south as they need to.
Lopez says two crane chicks that were hatched in the wild in Wisconsin last summer only migrated as far as southern Indiana after following their parents. The young cranes are among the more than 80 whoopers already back in Wisconsin. Lopez says the potential downside of more older cranes not going all the way to Florida is whether they're getting the right type and amount of food in the mid-south.
I guess the only question that we don't know the answer to is if they're finding sufficient food in order to have the fat reserve they need to successfully breed and incubate an egg to term.
Lopez says it's not the first time the cranes have surprised the humans. But this surprise is potentially significant because getting more older cranes to make little cranes in the wild remains a key hurdle for the Whooping Crane program. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.